Well, today marks the 150th anniversary of President Abraham Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. The speech was delivered during a dedication of a cemetery there 4.5 months after the Battle of Gettysburg. Lincoln's speech is considered one of the most significant in American history for the way it brought the ideals of human equality to the forefront of the war. But it might not have been well received throughout New York City. A variety of factors led to the city being a well of pro-slavery sentiment. Harold Holzer is a Lincoln author and historian and the senior vice president for public affairs at the Metropolitan Museum of Art. He joins us now from Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, where commemorations are taking place. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm okay, thank you. So, you know, the Gettysburg Address happened about 5 months after deadly draft riots here in New York City. What was going on in the city at that time?
Well, the city was sort of working on a plan to get the anger calmed down a bit. And they were doing it, actually, interesting, we had a bit of a rogue city council in those days. I know you find that hard to believe, but the city council and the mayor came up with a plan that anybody who wanted to be exempted from the draft but couldn't afford the $300 buyout clause that had been created with it, which was really pretty unfair. Talk about 99% and 1%, that the city would pay the $300 if someone really felt strongly about not fighting to free African Americans, which was their mantra. So things were a little bit calmed down. Of course, still cleaning up from pretty devastating destruction. We heard about tornadoes this morning. This was a tornado of arson and lynchings and crashing windows of people's homes who were perceived to be pro-Republican. A lot of destruction in the scattered buildings where African Americans live downtown. So it's pretty bad.
It's not something that you think about, being, you know, New York City is so entrenched in the North. How did New York City's newspapers cover the Gettysburg Address?
Well, it's interesting that I think, and I've been doing a lot of work on this. I'm also the Roger Hertog Fellow at the New York Historical Society, and I've been doing a lot of research into New York City newspapers for my next project. And they sort of missed the boat on this one. I mean, a lot of newspapers came to cover this, but they were mostly Pennsylvania. They were in the state, in the region. Washington, D.C. sent reporters up, as it works in Washington. And then when the AP sent out the text of the two addresses of the day, Abraham Lincoln's two-minute address and Edward Everett's two-hour address, he was the main speaker, the papers really just reprinted them, many on their front pages. And some eventually commented within the next days. New York City papers didn't even comment. They ran the speech. You know, they said dedicatory remarks by the president, and that was about it.
Did Lincoln have any New Yorkers with him when he traveled to Gettysburg to give the speech?
Not that I know of. They could have been New York-born. Well, he had William Seward, who was from upstate, his Secretary of State. But what people should realize about the Gettysburg Address is it was definitely a solemn dedication of a cemetery. You don't need to be a member of a political party to be a hero or a martyr in a war. But this was also a big Republican Party event. This was an event that was designed to remind Americans of the great sacrifice that the Union and administration had made to save the country, to promote black freedom. And the people who were on the grandstand that day were Republicans. The governor of New York was a Democrat, so he wasn't going to be included in the group of governors who went down to Gettysburg to consecrate the sacrifice.
And just briefly, you know, how was the speech interpreted at the time? I mean, was it this ground-shifting thing, or was it something that took a couple of years to like look back at and say, like, hey, that actually changed the course of history?
Well, again, it depends on whether you read a Democratic newspaper or a Republican newspaper, except in New York, where there wasn't much comment. Around the country, Republican papers got it pretty quickly that this speech would live in American history. Democratic newspapers pretty uniformly attacked it and said it was nonsense and that the president was an embarrassment to the country. So it's extraordinary. It doesn't it remind people of the way the reactions break today, on particularly on television news? Nothing much has changed, or it did change and it went back to the extreme. but the reactions were very political.
Harold Holder is a first Roger Hertog Fellow at the New York Historical Society. He's written more than 30 books about Lincoln and the Civil War, his latest being The Civil War in 50 Objects. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
It's been a pleasure.
You're listening to WNYC.